So Kate Hackett, tell me about these series of restoration projects that the Delaware Wildlands, in partnership with Ducks Unlimited, are planning to roll out this summer at the Milford Neck Reserve.
This one that's taking place in Milford Neck is called the Dead Woods Freshwater Wetlands Restoration, and it's built upon success that we've had with them in southern Newcastle County. And the idea is that we are looking to achieve multiple objectives. One is to address the fact that our freshwater wetlands throughout the state are very vulnerable in the coastal areas. That's because of sea level rise and increasing saltwater intrusion. So we've intentionally picked a location within the landscape at Milford Neck where we will restore and enhance the freshwater wetlands and therefore create a buffer that will prevent increasing salinity and saltwater intrusion from impacting the coastal upland forest and the agricultural lands to the west side of that restoration project. And it will also feed into a planning project that we're working on with the state of Delaware and the Nature Conservancy, which is to look at the 10,000 acres of protected lands at Milford Neck to do a large-scale wetlands restoration there as well.
Can you also define for me what saltwater intrusion is and how it's been affecting the agricultural lands here in Delaware?
Sure. Saltwater intrusion affects everything in the coastal area right now. It's impacting the ability of the ecosystem to thrive. And when I talk about that specifically, I mean it's causing die-off in the trees in our coastal areas. It's causing the chemistry to change in our waterways and across the landscape in the coastal area. And one specific way we see that is not only in the die-off of the trees, but many farmers in the coastal areas of Delaware right now are not able to produce the traditional corn and soybean crops because increasing salinity and saltwater intrusion is causing there to be more salt in the soils and preventing those crops from being able to grow and thrive there. So eventually what we expect to see is a change in the habitat complex at Milford Neck, and we're trying to delay that process and allow for some migration of habitat to happen naturally.
And there's a particular kind of plant that you're using to help address this problem. Can you tell me a bit about the seashore mallow?
Absolutely. So working in partnership with Cooperative Extension and researchers from the University of Delaware, we are looking at developing a native plant called seashore mallow, which you see in bloom in the marsh in September. It's pink. It's a beautiful plant. And it's also very tolerant of salty soils and salt water. So we're trying to take that plant and develop it as an agricultural crop that can be planted in the coastal areas and in coastal agricultural areas that won't support corn and soybean anymore. It has multiple benefits. It not only keeps those lands economically productive, but it also provides environmental benefits like carbon sequestration, filtration of nutrients and sediments from water. And then the idea is that we will take the stems of the seashore mallow, grind them up, and use them as a bedding in the poultry houses and for the poultry producers throughout Delaware.
And what are the different phases that are going to be involved in this project?
So there are two projects that are nested together. One is working on this freshwater wetlands restoration with Ducks Unlimited, and that's a very site-specific boots-on-the-ground restoration project where we will see at the end of the year that we have impacted the landscape in a very positive way. That's also being nested within a larger project that I mentioned that we're working on with the state of Delaware and the Nature Conservancy to look at restoring the marsh throughout our collective lands at Milford Neck so that we can prohibit some of the saltwater intrusion and some of the saltwater overwash and build the marsh back up at Milford Neck to protect the resources that are landward. And those resources are coastal upland forests, our freshwater wetlands, and our agricultural lands.
What sort of results do you hope to see in the short term?
In the short term, I hope that we'll see a slowing of the trends, the negative trends that we're seeing. So I think the important thing to know about Milford Neck is we started to see die-off in the marsh and of our forests, our coastal forest, but it happened at a rate much faster than we expected. So we're hoping to not only slow those trends, but maybe even reverse them in a couple of areas so that we can create more vital and vibrant habitat. And then if we can do that successfully in a couple of specific sites, we are trying to expand those sites to develop a larger context and do those same projects, but have a greater impact across the landscape as opposed to just one specific site.